The liturgies from the Mass of the Lord's Supper on Holy Thursday through Easter are referred to as a triduum, meaning 3 days where we share and focus on the mystery and the power of the Father's love as lived out through the suffering of Jesus, his Son. On Easter Sunday, we celebrate the joy of the resurrection of Jesus. However, in spite of this joy, we find the disciples in John's gospel hiding in fear behind locked doors. Yet the reading from the Acts of the Apostles finds the apostles out in public performing signs and wonders among the people. Today we are invited, along with the disciples, into the public square to preach Christ crucified and risen with confident authority, with no fear or anxiety. So how can we do that? Today, the Sunday after Easter, is celebrated as Divine Mercy Sunday. The Church encourages us more than ever to reflect on God's divine mercy, not only for our awareness of God's divine mercy, necessary for our salvation, but to receive the spiritual strength of God's presence to us as we bring to others the awareness of God's presence in their lives and of God's saving mercy. Christ himself chose to pass on the message of God's divine mercy when he revealed himself to Sister Faustina Kowalska, a message that is clear and understandable for everyone. We can view this image of Christ as he appeared to Sister Faustina, as shown in the picture that's in front of the altar. As we contemplate this image of the merciful Jesus, we see his heart radiating peace, and we hear what the Polish nun, Sister Faustina, heard. Fear nothing, I am with you always. And if we respond with a sincere heart, Jesus, I trust in you, we will find comfort in all our anxieties and fears. Jesus told Sister Faustina that mankind will not have peace until it turns with trust to my mercy. Pope John Paul II beatified Sister Faustina on April 18, 1993. It was the first Sunday after Easter. And he canonized her on April the 30th, 2000, again the first Sunday after Easter. And he declared it Divine Mercy Sunday. When John Paul visited Sister Faustina's tomb in Poland in June of 1997, he said, "There is nothing that man needs more than divine mercy, that is benevolent and compassionate, which raises man above his weaknesses to the infinite heights of the holiness of God." We can hear and we can read about God's divine mercy, but until we embrace it, we cannot experience its tremendous impact on our spiritual life. To experience the mystery of God's divine mercy, we must open our hearts and our minds to fully accept what God is offering to us and extend that mercy to others. We can do that by practicing the corporal works of mercy. Feed the hungry, give drink to the thirsty, clothe the naked, shelter the homeless, visit the sick, visit the imprisoned, and bury the dead. And also, very simply, remember the ABCs of mercy. A, ask for God's mercy. God wants us to approach Him in prayer, continually repenting of our sins and asking Him to pour out His mercy upon us and throughout the world. And be merciful to others. God wants us to receive His mercy and let it flow through us to others. And see, completely trust in Jesus. God wants us to know that the graces of His mercy are dependent on our trust. The more we trust in Jesus, the more we will receive. And divine mercy is at the heart of the gospel. If we really look at how God has revealed Himself in Scripture and through church tradition, we will discover anew how mercy is essential to understand God's mercy and love and salvation. With this realization of God's revelation to us, we can then ask for His mercy. We can then be merciful to others and strive to completely trust in His Son, who is divine mercy incarnate. This afternoon at the St. Joseph Oratory, a regional Divine Mercy observance will be celebrated between 2 and 4. And after the service, a Glumpke dinner will be served. In today's prayer of the faithful, which we will recite in a few moments, we will pray to God asking for His mercy, to be merciful towards others, and to trust completely in God's mercy to us. Jesus is God, and His mercy is both divine and eternal. His love is upon us for our sake, and we in turn should grow in trust in our Savior. Let us continually open our minds and hearts to God's divine mercy.